Did you ever stop and think about how many different types of friends there are in the world?
You know, Hank, it's really nice to have someone like you to talk to after a hard day. Someone who listens and doesn't ask anything of me. Someone who really understands me. You know what I mean, Hank?
Friends are one thing everybody wants to have. But what is it that makes someone a good friend? And more important, how do you know if you're being a good friend yourself? Well, that's what we're going to discover on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
I'm Chris, and I'm glad you could join me on another visit to Odyssey. Today, we'll introduce you to a really funny guy named Craig, who thinks that all it takes to make good friends is good jokes. Of course, you and I know that there's a lot more to friendship than just finding someone who likes everything you like and is fun to be around. Sometimes it takes hard work and a lot of loyalty, even when things get tough. You know, that reminds me of a story in the Bible about two friends, a prince and a young man who would later become a great king. The prince's evil father hated the young man and tried many times to kill him, but each time the prince saved the young man, and their friendship grew stronger and stronger. In fact, it became one of the most famous friendships ever. Have any guesses who these two young men were? If not, here's a hint. Try looking in the Old Testament. Maybe it would help if you had your Bible handy. Anyway, I'll give you the answer and tell you the rest of the story later on. In the meantime, we're going to hear some really funny jokes and learn the secret of making lasting friendships when we come back to Adventures in Odyssey right after this. If you asked 100 people what makes them laugh, you'd probably get 100 different answers. But if you asked the kids at Wits End today, they'd all say Craig Moorhead. Craig has discovered that humor is a great way to make new friends. Well, in fact, wherever Craig goes, you'll probably find a group of kids around him, just waiting to hear him say something funny. And today is no exception.
I got a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you gonna let me in? It's cold out here.
I don't get it. How's an orange gonna open the door?
No, Freddy. I give up. Maybe you can explain it to him, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, I'll try. You see, Freddy, it's like, aren't you gonna open the door? Aren't you? Orange you? You see?
Oh, yeah. The orange never opens the door.
Right. It was the banana. I always get those two mixed up.
You mixed up an orange and a banana?
It tasted yucky, but it sure had a peel. Oh.
Now I'm really lost.
Oh, don't worry, Freddy. Sometimes Craig's a little too quick for me, too. Say, why don't I get us each a cold orange soda?
Get it, Freddy? Orange. Cold. Cold orange soda. He's gonna open the door and get us a cold orange soda.
Oh. Huh?
Oh, Craig.
Or maybe he was gonna open the banana and get us a cold orange soda.
Say, Bill, that son of yours certainly knows how to keep his friends entertained.
What's that again, Mr. Whittaker?
Your son, Craig. He's funny.
He's no stranger than most boys.
Well, not funny as in strange. I mean funny as in humorous.
Oh, yeah. Guess he is.
My father always said it's a gift from God to be able to make people laugh. Where do you think he got it from?
Gee, I don't know. Fathers always seem to come up with sayings like that.
Oh, not the saying, Bill. Where did Craig get his sense of humor?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't get it from me, that's for sure. I can't tell jokes.
His mother, maybe?
Joan? Are you kidding? She wouldn't know a joke if it hit her on the forehead. He had a Sunday school teacher once who was pretty funny. Other than that, I couldn't guess.
Oh, well, it's not important. Say, are you folks all settled in yet? You know, you've been living here, what, 3 weeks now?
3 and a half. We're getting there. It'll be a lot better when business picks up. You know, Whit, I figured even a town this size would be able to keep a handyman pretty busy, but seems hardly anybody has anything that's broken, except for you.
Oh, which reminds me, how is my freezer motor doing? Have you been able to figure out what makes that obnoxious noise when I turn it on?
I'm working on it.
Oh, people keep looking at me like I'm the one doing it. It's embarrassing.
Well, I've done everything I can do here. Let's give it another try. Plug her in.
Okay. Here goes. Oh, no. Same song, second verse?
Yeah, well, I've got to take it out and work on it again in my shop. Do you have someplace else to store all this ice cream?
Well, as a matter of fact, no.
Well, what are you going to do? You don't want it to melt.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, second helpings are on the house.
All right, free ice cream!
So are thirds and fourths.
Oh, man, I think I'm going to be sick.
I'm still full. I think my belly button just popped out. Yep, there it is. My innie turned into an outie.
Whit warned us not to eat too much.
I never want to see an ice cream cone for the rest of my life.
That's all right, Freddy. They never want to see you again either.
You think you're pretty funny, don't you, Cray? You've always got a wisecrack.
Everybody needs a hobby.
Not everyone thinks you're so funny. Some of the kids think your jokes are stupid.
Who cares about the critics? I give the public what they want.
I want you to shut up for a while.
You want me to shut up? Is that what you said? You want me to shut up? Okay, I'll shut up. You won't hear another peep out of me. I wouldn't dream of talking on and on when somebody asked me to...
Shut up!
You got it, Chief.
What's the matter with you, Freddy? He's just having fun.
I don't feel good. Just leave me alone, okay? I've got a lot on my mind.
Looks like hair to me. A barber could help you with that.
What's bugging you? Your parents been fighting again?
No. Yeah, well, sort of.
Sort of fighting? What does that mean? They tie their hands behind their backs?
No.
They arm wrestle on the dining room table?
No. They're getting a divorce, all right? My dad's gonna move out this weekend. Go ahead, make a joke about that, funny boy. I'm going home.
Wait a minute, Freddy. Don't go. Come on. Craig didn't mean it. Nice going, Craig.
I didn't know. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, son.
I got a knock-knock joke for you.
Not now, Craig. I gotta get this motor fixed for Mr. Whitaker.
It's a short one.
I don't have time right now, really. Maybe your mom would like to hear it.
She's not home yet.
She's still not home? Where does that woman go?
Do you like my knock-knock jokes, Dad? Dad?
Huh?
Do you think I'm funny?
Sure, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Do you like my jokes?
Yeah, sure.
Can I tell you my knock-knock joke?
What?
My knock-knock joke.
Craig, I said I'd hear it later. I need to finish this. I want to do a good job so Mr. Whitaker will tell other people about the work I do. Then maybe I'll pick up some new customers. You understand?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Everybody.
We're down here, Mom, in the basement.
You're still working down here. It figures. Oh, I am exhausted.
I have a new knock-knock joke, Mom.
Well, you could get some rest if you'd stay home once in a while. Where have you been?
I went into town.
What for?
To look for a job.
Why did you do that?
Hey, Mom, you want to hear my new joke?
We do have bills to pay, you know.
Of course I know, but you don't have to get a job. We have plenty of money.
Mom!
Till our savings run out. Then what are we going to live on? The money you get for fixing a freezer motor?
It's really funny, honest. Listen to my knock-knock joke, Mom.
Look, we've been through all this before. I thought it was settled.
Are you ready?
Settle for you, maybe.
Here it goes.
Bill, you gave up a good job in Columbus and dragged us clear out here just so you could have your own business and be your own boss.
Mom, Dad, knock, knock.
Yeah, so I could spend more time at home.
At home? In the basement working? Face it, this isn't going to work.
Knock, knock.
Bill, I'm just not happy here. I miss my friends, our old house, everything.
Good grief, Joan. It's only been 3 weeks. Give it a chance.
Please don't fight.
It's been 3.5 weeks, and I don't want to give it a chance. Understand?
Well, I'm sorry. What do you want to do, leave?
No.
Yes. I want to go home.
Fine. I'll put the house up for sale tomorrow. Better yet, forget the house. Forget everything. We'll just pack up the car and go.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't want you to fight, and I don't want to leave. Craig?
Son, come back here. Great.
We'll be back with more Adventures in Odyssey in a moment. And now, the conclusion of today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Hey, there goes Craig on the skateboard. Let's see where he's going.
I don't want to leave.
What do you want to do, leave?
Yes, I want to go home.
Fine, I'll put the house up for sale tomorrow.
The dad's gonna move out this weekend. Go ahead, make a joke about that, funny boy.
Better yet, forget the house. Forget everything. We'll just pack up the car and go.
Stop it! Stop it!
Hey, Craig, are you all right? You really wiped out. What are you trying to do, kill yourself or something?
I'm all right. I bet he was heading back to Wits End to get more free ice cream. Well, forget it. He's probably all out by now.
I don't want ice cream.
You want to come down to the reservoir with us? We're going to play army.
No, I don't feel like it.
Why not? Come on, it'll be a blast.
I don't want to.
What's the matter with you, anyways?
My parents had a big fight, and it's just
a... Big deal. My parents fight all the time.
Yeah, but my mom wants to move back to Columbus, and I think she's winning.
Oh, you're going to move?
I think so.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, what are we going to do for laughs?
Hey, Craig, tell Mickey that joke. You know, the one about the duck. I tried to tell him, but you do it better.
I don't feel very funny right now, okay? Why don't you tell me a joke?
Get real, Craig. The jokes are your department. Come on, tell him. Wait till you hear this, Mickey. It's great. Go on, tell him the joke.
I don't want to tell him the joke. That's the only reason you guys want me around, to make you happy. Well, who's gonna make me happy?
Back off, Craig. You don't have to do anything for us. Let's go, you guys. I don't get it. You should have heard him this morning. Anyway, there is this...
Okay, just go. Who needs you anyway?
Well, that's it, Tom. You have the dubious distinction of receiving the last ice cream cone of the day.
Am I supposed to know what this is?
Well, actually, it's a combination.
What kind of combination?
Chocolate ripple, pistachio, and peanut butter with just a touch of orange sherbet. I didn't want anything to go to waste.
Well, it sure looks pretty. I'll give you that. Kind of reminds me of the story of Joseph in the Bible.
Yeah? How's that?
You know, a cone of many colors.
Oh, come on, Tom. Just eat it, please.
I don't know whether I'm being brave or foolish, but here goes.
Well, how is it?
Needs ketchup.
Oh, hi, Craig.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Can I borrow a Band-Aid?
Say... You got a pretty nasty scrape there, son. What happened?
I took a spill on my skateboard. No big deal.
Here. Let me clean this thing up for you. Shouldn't you be wearing some kind of pads when you race around on that thing?
Yeah, I guess I just forgot. Ow. I was in kind of a hurry.
There. Now, that's better. By the way, do you two know each other? Craig Moorhead, this is...
A man who needs a glass of water. Tom Riley, Craig. I'm Witt's latest ice cream taste tester. It's a dangerous job, but the ice cream's free.
Well, if you don't like it, take it home and give it to your dog.
I thought you liked my dog.
I do. Tom. Craig, what happened to all your friends? There's usually a crowd right behind you.
Not anymore. Besides, they weren't really my friends. They only liked me because I make them laugh.
Well, I thought you wanted to make them laugh.
I did!
So, what's the problem?
The problem is, I didn't feel like laughing this afternoon. Or telling jokes.
Uh-huh, I see.
The minute Freddy has a problem, everybody's real nice to him. Then when I have a problem...
Nobody listens, is that it?
Oh, they listen all right, for more jokes.
Why do you think that is, Craig?
I don't know.
Do you think some ice cream would make you feel better? It just doesn't seem fair for me to keep all this to myself.
Oh, Tom, go ahead, eat it.
Thanks, but I don't think so. What kind of ice cream is that? It looks a little...
Colorful? Well, let's see, Whit. You said chocolate ripple, pistachio, and peanut butter, and fresh raspberry.
Wait a minute. I don't remember any raspberry. It was orange sherbet.
Huh? Maybe it was. But there's raspberry in here, no doubt about it. See here? I just bit down on this little seed.
Maybe it's an orange seed.
No, orange seeds are much bigger. Besides, I was a farmer for 27 years. Take my word for it. That's a raspberry seed.
You don't suppose we accidentally made sherbet out of a special batch of oranges full of raspberry seeds, do you?
Come on, Whit. Even you know you get what you plant. Raspberry seeds give you raspberries, period. That's the way it's always been and always will be.
I know. But isn't it interesting that seeds work that way? You know, if you think about it, a lot of things are like that.
Yeah, I know. Like what?
Oh, friends, maybe?
Yeah, friends are just like that. I don't get what you mean, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, Craig, you made a whole harvest of friends in the short time you've lived here in Odyssey. How'd you do that?
By being funny.
Exactly. Now, there's nothing wrong with being funny. Making people laugh is a very good thing. One of God's gifts. That's one seed you planted. But have you planted any other seeds besides being funny? I mean, it takes more to be a friend than just making someone laugh.
No, I guess I haven't.
Now, imagine you had this enormous garden and all you planted in it was raspberries.
I get pretty sick of raspberries.
That's for sure.
That's why you'd plant some other kinds of seeds, too. Maybe some strawberries or some vegetables. You see where I'm going with this, Craig?
You think I ought to make friends with some vegetables?
Craig.
Just kidding. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, there are all kinds of seeds, like encouragement, sympathy, trust.
And listening when people want to talk.
Yes, and the list goes on and on. So maybe next time you're with your friends, you can tell a few jokes and plant a few other seeds, too.
I may not have that chance.
What do you mean?
That's why I was in a bad mood to begin with. My mom and dad had a big fight, and I think they're going to move back to Columbus. Maybe even tonight.
Oh, well, we'll miss you around here.
Yeah. Say, how about a little going away present? Some leftover ice cream, maybe.
Oh, Tom.
No thanks, Mr. Riley. I think I better call home and tell my folks where I am. They're probably pretty mad.
It's a good idea.
Whit, how do you do that?
Do what?
Turn raspberry seeds into a lesson about friendship. Where do you come up with that stuff?
Well, it's not exactly original. Haven't you ever heard the Bible verse that says, what you sow, you shall also reap?
Oh, yeah.
If you look at anything at all that God created, you'll find a little reminder about how much he loves us and how he wants us to live. Even raspberry seeds. You just got to look at them the right way. You know, I think the Lord planned it like that, don't you?
I never thought of it before, but...
Mr. Whittaker, Mr. Riley, good news. We're not going to move. We're staying right here in Odyssey.
That's terrific. Wonderful.
My mom said it was just a stupid argument, and they didn't mean the part about moving.
Hey, maybe you'll get to do a little seed planting after all.
Yes, and maybe sooner than you think. Hi, Freddy.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. Oh, hi, Craig.
Craig, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to.
I'm sorry I made fun. There's a new display in the back of the Discovery area. You want to go see it? No jokes. I promise.
Yeah, let's go. But Craig, about the jokes.
Yeah?
If you know any good ones, well, I could use a laugh.
Really?
Really.
Okay, there were these two polar bears on motorcycles, and one wasn't wearing a helmet.
Wait a minute. Why would polar bears be riding on motorcycles?
Freddy.
Freddy.
I think Craig and Freddy are going to be great friends from now on, don't you? Who knows, they might even become as good of friends as the prince and the young man we talked about at the beginning of the program. Have you figured out who they were yet? Well, you can find the answer in the 20th chapter of 1 Samuel. There you'll read about the friendship of Prince Jonathan and a shepherd boy who would later become one of the greatest kings in history. His name was David. Jonathan and David knew the secret of making a lasting friendship. The Bible says they loved each other so much, they both promised to die for each other. In fact, when Jonathan's father, the evil King Saul, tried to kill David, Jonathan protected him, even though the prince knew that David would one day take his place as king of Israel. Now that's a good friend. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Steve Harris and Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.